National Revolution. You've got Mark Becker. I'm your host. And with my gynecologist, Dr. Kristen Lyerly here.
That's awesome.
Yes. So I want to talk about the issues that we see. I remember driving down a rural highway going to my grandma's house, and I would see billboards and signs about abortion stops a beating heart, and life begins at conception, and all of this stuff. I think there is one. I live in Pulaski. We were driving around town, and I saw a brand new billboard, which is really sad because, like, it used to have a face of Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump as you're going into town. And now it's like, life begins at conception. And I was like,
Well, let's talk about that. What is conception?
That is the moment that the two arrive at each other and they form the embryo.
Sperm and egg, right?
Sperm and egg.
Okay. That's not a medical term.
Okay.
We would call that fertilization.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
So what happens if a sperm and egg come together and they form a fertilized egg? And then in the whole process of a woman's menstrual cycle, the egg doesn't implant.
Right.
This happens 50% of the time.
Okay. Wow.
So 50% of those fertilized eggs, conception actually just washes out in your menses and you don't even know.
Huh.
So is that an abortion?
No.
If life begins at conception.
Right. Right.
So does it begin at implantation then?
I don't know.
But that's not conception.
Right. It is not.
So.
Do you have Andre's number? we could give him a call.
I'll further complicate it. Our 20-week abortion ban here in Wisconsin it's dated by post-fertilization age.
Well, okay.
The only time that we really know when fertilization age, that's not a medical term. So the only time we know when fertilization happens is when it happens in a Petri dish.
Okay, sure.
So IVF.
Right.
But if you're just doing it the old-fashioned way, you have no idea. You know, you could get pregnant within 30 minutes, or it could be 3 days later.
Right.
So when exactly is post-fertilization age?
Yeah, you have no idea.
And why is the law written like that when it could actually be written with true medical terms for precision?
Right. So, so that is not, that's not accurate.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So when they say, you know, life begins at conception, I know when we were debating, and I see some of the debates that were coming in states about fetal vitality.
Mm-hmm. Viability.
Viability. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
See, I'm not the, you know.
That's why we're here. We're having this conversation. Most people don't know. So you're asking like real questions.
Right.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, since, you know, in the post-Roe world, a lot of the more red states would say, okay, I suppose they would do like their 5 weeks, which is ridiculous. And some women don't even know that they're pregnant.
Right. Well, 5 weeks.
That's criminal, by the way. Like, that's not okay.
5 weeks is actually only 3 weeks. Because you date it back to the first day of your last menstrual period.
Right.
And you don't even ovulate. If you have a normal cycle, you don't even ovulate for 2 weeks after that. So those first 2 weeks, there's no pregnancy.
Right.
So, and then it's another 2 weeks until you miss a period.
Right.
Assuming, again, that your periods are normal. So you may be 4 weeks pregnant and just have a sense that something's wrong. Maybe 5 weeks. But at that point, if you live in a state like Georgia.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. And then they call it a heartbeat ban. There's no heart there. There are a couple cells that pulsate that will eventually turn into a heart. But at that point, there's no heartbeat. This is a very early embryo. If you look at it under a microscope, even, it's just like a little sack with a little, almost like a grain of rice.
Right. I think, what is it, at 10 weeks, they do that ultrasound and you can kind of hear, is that what it is, the 10-week thing?
When you can hear the heart, when you can see a heartbeat. See, this is how I would talk to my patients.
Right.
So it depends. Often at 6 or 7 weeks, that early, maybe even as early as late 5th week. And we often date pregnancies based on how big the embryo is at that point. That's actually the most accurate way to date a pregnancy because, again, we don't know when conception occurs.
Right.
We don't know when that fertilization piece happens. But the real ultrasound that is very, very important happens around 20 weeks.
Okay.
That's when we can see most of the organs are formed. We can tell, are there issues with, a lot of things can happen.
Yeah.
Think about it. You go from having a sperm and an egg to, it fertilizes, and then there's all that division. Think back to biology class. So all of, like, millions of cells have to divide, and everything has to go right. Yeah. And if anything happens early in the process, really bad things can happen. And usually it's right around that 20-week mark, and it's typically with a pregnancy that is desired that we find out that there's a problem with the baby's kidneys or a problem with the heart or the brain, where either the baby won't survive or will be profoundly affected. And that's when people really have a hard time. These are desired pregnancies. And now they're faced with a reality that they weren't expecting, a future that they don't want.
Yep.
And they have very little time to be able to make a decision. It's overwhelming.
So I had one of those. I didn't, but we did.
Yeah.
We did. And that gave me a perspective because I, you know, coming from the outside, it didn't happen to me. I went to all of my wife's appointments because I wanted to be, I think I maybe missed one, but I wanted to be supportive. And I mean, there were times where I got kicked out of the, which is fine, but I wanted to be there for her. And I was there when they said, this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
And that sucked. My wife is such a strong person. Like I am an emotional wreck, like all the time. No, but seeing, and that happened before 20 weeks. And so to have that, I mean, at 20 weeks, you have a name picked out a lot of times. If it's a, like, and so there's so much venom that surrounds something that is late term.
Yeah, late term isn't even a term that we
use. It's not even, right. And so, but then, like, to come back to it, there's so much, I don't wish that on anybody, but going through that gives a perspective that so many people lack.
Yeah.
I think.
There's shame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The hatred, when you hear politicians say, Democrats want abortion up until demand. The time of birth and sometimes after.
Yeah.
Every time I hear that, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. But people believe that.
Yeah.
I just want to be really clear. That does not happen. Especially like abortions after birth. That is murder. So that doesn't happen. I've heard James Lankford, a senator out of Oklahoma, say, well, they just deliver the baby and then just set it on a table. But that does not ever, ever happen. And even if we know that, you know, some people choose to continue these pregnancies that they know will not survive. And that is an absolutely appropriate choice if that's the right thing for you. In those situations, we bring in social workers, high-risk pregnancy doctors, like you name it. We've got an entire team of people who are laser-focused on these people and their outcome. And when that baby comes out, we wrap the baby and we give the baby to her parents and they hold that baby until she dies. They care for her in the best, most loving way they can.
That's got to be tough for a doctor.
It is... it's really hard, but it's also incredibly satisfying to know that I can help to ease their pain, and it pulls us together. The patients that I have had these experiences with, I am forever connected with. And I know some of you are listening. I can't explain it. Well, you've been through it, Mark. I mean, you know, if somebody can be there for you and help, it's not always joyful by far, but those times when we really need each other, that's what makes it worth it for me. And that's why I do all of this.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't have to do any of this. I could just work a lot and make a lot of money and golf, but I choose to do this instead because I want people to be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember that time like it was yesterday. I can't imagine what my wife thinks. And she's a very strong person and is closed with a lot of those feelings. That was hard.
Yeah.
It was. And, you know, that's why Gabrielle's got a lot of rainbow stuff. Our little daughter. You
know? To hear it from your perspective, though, I think is really valuable because people think about the woman. And it obviously, it affects the woman. It affects our bodies because it's us. But it affects families.
Yeah.
It affects you. It affects your other kids. Yeah. People break up. Families break up over situations like this if they're not handled well, because they're so painful and there are so many emotions.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is another really important point. This is another argument that I hear. Women who get abortions are psychologically damaged. Not true. It's
no.
It is for some people. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. I mean, there's always an exception, but there was an incredible study done called the Turnaround Study where they looked at people who were denied abortion care and compared them with women who got abortions. And women who have had an abortion are not more likely to have depression or anxiety than those who were denied. And in fact, 95% of women who have had abortions report that it was the right decision for them, even looking back 5 years. 95%. So regret, I'm sure people have it, but most people don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And I think it's also like people, because of politics, because of, you know, Tammy Baldwin and her opponent being on stage and them saying about Tammy Baldwin, oh, you're fine with them taking out a baby and just killing it on the table.
I just want to say, shut up.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my God. And so, and like, and like, this is the context that I want to put a late term, which is, by the way, less than 1%.
Yeah. Happen after 21, after 20 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is in that situation. It's a wanted pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's they have a nursery. They have names. Everybody, their family knows, their friends know. And then something happens catastrophic.
Mm-hmm.
That is your child is going to suffer, and they choose not to go with the pregnancy because they don't want the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Or the wife is going to have an issue. And
those
like,
are the worst.
Oh my God.
Those are the worst because women feel like my body is failing me and my baby isn't going to live because of me.
Right. And like I told my wife, I said, I'm picking you, honey.
Yeah.
If something would happen, I'm picking you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't have a choice. If the mother doesn't survive, the baby doesn't survive either.
And like, but to have such disrespect for that situation is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. And to mold the entire argument of why we shouldn't have abortion when 93% of them happen between before 8 weeks, 10 weeks?
Super early.
Super early.
Yeah.
And then to make it all about the less than 1% of the cases that it actually happened. That's
because those are the things that get people's attention.
Right.
People can actually visualize a baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, think about the economic consequences. I mean, women who are denied an abortion are four times greater. The odds are four times greater that they will live below the federal poverty level.
Mm.
Yeah. They are less likely to have aspirational life plans for the coming year. Mm. They're more likely to stay in an abusive relationship. And there are so many reasons, so many bad things that happen to women who are denied abortion care. And it's happening all over the country in these states that have abortion bans where women just can't get the care that they need. They're three times more likely to die, Mark, to die than in states where they can get the care that they need.
Yeah. Well, and the whole idea behind Roe v. Wade was not to have abortions. It's to provide health care to women who were dying.
If we could have health care, if we could get contraception and education and information and prevent unwanted pregnancies and manage people with respect and evidence and facts according to their own values and principles, that would be ideal. That's my dream world.
Yeah.
But instead, we've got this top down, you can have this or you can't have this. And guess what? Everybody who has privilege can get whatever they want.
Yeah.
So these lawmakers, these people with money, they can go wherever they need.
Right.
When they need an abortion, they can get it. You know who can't get it? You.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then they want to, they want to lock up the people that are bringing people across state lines to have the procedure that you won't allow them to have it within the state. It's ridiculous. And I'm having a hard time not saying banned words on the radio. We got Kristen Lierley, and I'm Mark Becker on the Rational Revolution. We're going to continue this discussion after this.